You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. We're also online at wqcs.org. 10,000 educators from across the country, including Florida, will be meeting in Washington, D.C. next week as part of the National Education Association's Representative Assembly. Florida's NEA President Andy Ford joins us now to tell us a little bit about the effort.
Yes, it is a opportunity for 9,000 colleagues from across the country to come together and discuss issues and vote on the policy of the organization.
And are we finding that teachers across the nation are facing the same things that Florida teachers are?
Pretty much. What we see is a lowering of the respect level for the profession. We see high-stakes testing being used as punishment. Teacher evaluations are difficult all over the place, and legislatures are not funding education as the way they used to.
It's interesting because so many of those decisions are made not on a national or even a state level, but at, the individual school district level. So for you all to come together and talk about, the individual problems is very interesting.
Well, we hope to share our experiences with each other and come up with some solutions on how we can go about communicating our needs better.
You know, so many of us just recently were appalled to see the older bus monitor being bullied by the middle school kids. The video of that, I think a lot of people have seen. We find, however, that our school officials are saying they weren't really surprised by that, that bullying is something you've really been having to deal with, even the bullying of adults or teachers.
We have a campaign that we're hoping to bring more awareness to the issue called Bullying Free, It Starts With Me, which would just raise the awareness level so that people understood that we do have issues, that we have to intervene when we see them happening as soon as they happen and deal with the issue. My experience has been children appreciate the fact that adults intervene in these conflicts, and we just have to make sure kids understand that their words do hurt.
What kind of communication or dialogue are you having with the state when it comes to the FCAT?
This spring, I think we saw a new avenue here with the FCAT, where the testing debacle that took place really shows that there are some flaws in the system and that we need to use this as an opportunity to be able to address those flaws and have an accountability system that people can trust and believe in.
Now, we've talked about a lot of the concerns about the FCAT, the bullying. There's got to be some good news coming out of our school system as well. What are some of the good things?
What we see is, test scores are going up. Forget all the headlines that we've been reading lately. Overall, when you look at the last 10 years in public schools, our schools are getting better. Newsweek just released their top 100 schools. Many of them are in Florida. And it's just something that we need to have people understand that our schools are performing well. We do have problems. They are limited, and we need to address those problems and not cover them up. We have schools that are underperforming, and the only way to make them better is to have the whole community come together and discuss what it's going to take to improve academic performance in all our schools.
You can find out more about plans for the Representative Assembly next week on the web. We'll have a link on our website. That's wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.